Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord heal us and restore us. Praise the Lord. May the Lord heal our land. That things may go well for our nation. Hallelujah. We welcome everybody in the name of Jesus. And we lift up his name that he remains true and faithful. We give thanks. Can we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for the reading of your word. Touch our life, transform us, renew us. Holy Spirit, we pray that you know no distance. We pray for those who are listening through radio, those that are watching in different viewing centers. Lord, we pray for the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing, and your presence, O God, to be among your people. Move, Father, and touch. Heal us and restore us. Father, meet the needs of our life. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. And everybody said,
amen.
Praise the Lord. We are continuing with our subject, the anointing and the presence of the Lord. We are teaching on Alelon, the anointing, and his presence is by God. Hallelujah. The book of Exodus chapter 33, verse 21 and 22.
Exodus 33, 21 and 22.
It says, the Lord said, here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock, so it shall be, while my glory passes by, that I may put you in the cleft of the rock, and cover you with my hand while I pass by. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. The Lord is speaking here. He says, there is a place by me. The presence of the Lord is present with us. Last week we spoke about the presence of his presence. And part of the issue is that there is a place by God. You see, during this time, this difficult time, all human efforts fail. All the wisdom of man will fail. But what will sustain us, it is the word of the Lord. And I want to give you comfort this morning that there is a place by God. He says, if you call, I will hear. And this morning I want to encourage you that you can call upon the name of the Lord. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. You can call upon the name of the Lord. There is healing in the name of Jesus. You can call upon the name of the Lord. There is breakthrough in the name of the Lord. He said, there is a place by me. It's just unfortunate that most of us want the benefits but don't want his presence. We want the things we can get out of him, but we don't want him. We want peace, but we don't want the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. When we started last week, we said when you pursue his presence, the Lord will be with you. When you pursue his presence, you will be known by him. His presence, in his presence, you will find your way. Most people are lost. I was talking to some people this week. The anxiety that is within their heart, they see doom and gloom. But God said, there is a place by me. We have to come close to him. We have to call upon his name. He says, the word is in your mouth. Your salvation is not far. When you call upon his name, he will be there with you. For he is omnipresent. He will be there with you. Because he's a God of salvation. He will bring salvation to you. He will save you. In His presence, there is rest. You will find your comfort in Him. He says, my presence will go with you. The anointing and the presence will make you different and separate. His presence will reveal a name. He will reveal His name to you. I want to challenge you to this morning. He said, the Lord said, here is a place by me. God was drawing Moses closer. God was drawing Moses closer. He was saying there is a place. There is a place. Most of us, we know God from a distance. We know God through coming to church, but not making a relationship with Him. I want to challenge you this morning that there is a place by God. We need to grow. We need to mature. We need to be greater. We need to be powerful by staying in His presence. I want to challenge you this morning that if you come closer, He says there is a place by me. God desires you as you desire Him. He says, there is a rock. He is the rock. There is a song we used to sing. There is a rock that is higher than I. That rock is Jesus, the cornerstone. Him who will build us and enable us to do much more. He says, there is a place by me. So we have what we call the life groups. What you will call a cell. A home church.
Home church
is a place where we gather. Is a place where we seek Him. Is a place where two or three are gathered. Is a place where we experience God in His fullness. When we gather together, like today, there is a greater anointing that is released for healing, for restoration, for the power of God to enable you to move forward. May you receive the grace to move forward this morning.
Amen.
May you receive the power of healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you be healed of any disease and sickness in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak against every opposition against your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will break through.
Amen.
You will succeed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the presence of the Lord, in the place by God, is a meeting place, and God invites you into His presence. Matthew chapter
18,
verse 20. It says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm in their midst. Can you tell your neighbor, the Lord is here. He is in our midst. He is in our presence. His power is upon our life. His grace enables us. I want to challenge you today in the name of Jesus that the power of God, the grace of God is here where two or three are gathered. The Lord is there. You must have faith that God has come true for you. That God is coming true for you. Let me show you something. The book of Acts chapter
13.
Verse 2. In the book of Acts. The Bible gives us a picture of those who desired God. Many of us only talk about Him, but we must experience Him. His presence must surround us. His power must enable us. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. It says, as they ministered to the Lord, The question is, do you know how to minister to the Lord? Can you minister to Him? You see, you have to understand, it's not in your strong prayers by yourself. No, it's in our corporate anointing. It is in our togetherness. It is in being together. Being in the cell. Coming together with others. Allowing prayers to be raised for you. When we listen to the testimony, our beloved sister said prayers were made for me. I received received prayers. I stood upon the promise of the Lord. And the Lord has come true for me. For many. You might look at it as a simple thing. But when it comes to your house, you will understand it is by faith. I was talking to one man. He was challenging me. I was putting on my mask. And he said, Apostle, you don't have faith. Why do you put on a mask? Are you not the pastor? Are you not the man of God? And I said to him, there is a message that has been preached. Faith, foolishness, or presumption. And I say, you operate in foolishness and presumption. You are the greatest fool that can be found. You see, faith has its place. You have to learn that there are certain things that need understanding. You will not win with aggression. You will not win with foolishness and presumption. Most believers presume, I will make it by myself. That's foolishness. The Bible says, where two or three? The Bible says, God dwells. God dwells in the presence of his people. You have to know the anointing, the presence is in us coming together. I don't take coronavirus very lightly. I understand that we are fighting against principalities, against powers, against spirit of wickedness in heavenly places. I understand that Satan has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And above all, Satan wants to make sure none of us come together. You'll die by yourself. There is something that happens when they isolate a prisoner in jail. They say most of them suffer psychological problems because they are not in the presence of people. 24/7, they are by themselves. The 1 hour they give them to go out, they are with nobody. It's just by themselves. It's one of the most deafening things that you stop hearing yourself. You hallucinate. You go through difficulty. The Bible says, while they minister to the Lord, I said, while they minister to the Lord, the Holy Spirit said, the power of God is in us worshiping the Lord. In the midst of COVID, our victory is in staying in his presence. He said, there is a place by me. Wisdom is there. Medicines are there. But we have to know. We have to minister one to another. We have to be there. The Bible says, as they minister to the Lord and fasted, they were ministering. They have fasted.
By God.
They were seeking the face of God. And they were in his presence. And the Lord spoke. The question is, when last did you hear God speak? You see, when you have heard him, you are in total safety. I want to challenge you this morning. The Bible says, as they minister to the Lord, as they minister to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate for me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them. As they minister to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, separate to me Barnabas and Paul. Are we separated to God? Are we set apart for his presence? Jesus, have mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. The anointing and his presence is a place by him. The benefits of his presence. The benefits of the presence of God. You will have very good thoughts when you are in his presence. You refuse the report, the evil report around you. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 91, it says, many will fall by the wayside, but you will stand. Psalm 48 verse 9, it says, we have thoughts, O God, on your loving kindness. When you are in his presence, you have thoughts of his loving kindness. In the midst of your temple, you have good thoughts when you are in his presence. You know that the Lord is with me. He has promised, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I will be in your presence. I will guide your course. Secondly, your enemies are destroyed by the presence of God. Psalm 9, verse 2 to 3. It says, I'll be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. I said, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Listen, the Lord is with you. Every time you come together, I like this verse. It says, where two or three are gathered. The Lord said, there is a place by me. He says, on the cleft of the rock, if you come close, he says, I will envelope you with my own hand. Can you imagine? The Lord guiding you with his own hand. The other day we spoke about the angel of his presence, that the angel of the Lord will go ahead of you. What more do you need? I said the angel of the Lord is before you this morning in the name of Jesus. He's going ahead of you. The angel of the Lord will defuse every enemy in the name of Jesus. The angel of the Lord will guide you to your provision in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The angel of the Lord will guide you to those who will help you. Psalm 9 verse 2 and 3. It says, I will be glad and rejoice in you. You see, the Bible says, as they were ministering to the Lord, as they were in his presence, as they were ministering to the Lord, the Holy Spirit said, listen, minister to the Lord. Don't have an agenda of 10 lists, ten things that you are supposed to do for me, Lord. If you do these things, I will love you. Listen, the life that you have, the Lord has given to you. We did a house visit yesterday. We went to see Koko, one of our members in Sekhwelane. It was a joy. 91 years of age. Strong. Speaking of faith, says, Nam root.
I believe.
Or Corona.
Or Koran.
It's
not there with
me. I say, hey, Magog. You are challenging us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen.
Tell it.
Have faith. Childlike faith. Believe in the Lord your God. I said, believe in the Lord your God. Number three, the Lord is in your midst. You will see your enemies no more. The book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 15. The Lord has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy. The king of Israel, the Lord is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. Did you know that you are supposed to flourish in this season? Genesis 22 says Isaac sowed in that season. And Isaac had great returns. Can you tell your neighbor, it's a time to sow. It's a time to step out in faith. It's a time to believe. It's a time to trust in the Lord. It's a time to do new things. We were talking yesterday with the leaders. We say we have to have a structure so that we are contained and protected, so that we are built up. May the Lord have mercy. May his grace be upon your life. I said, may his grace be upon your life.
Amen.
The Lord's presence is with you.
Amen.
Number, what number are we in?
Number four.
Praise the Lord. The presence the presence of God causes salvation and the gathering of souls. You need the presence of God to win souls. When you don't have the presence of God, it's very difficult to win souls. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. It says, your Lord, your God, is in your midst. The mighty one will save you. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will guide you. He will quieten you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. You know, we have the story of the prodigal son. He came back because he could not resist the love of the father. May you open yourself up to the love of the Father. I said, open yourself up to the love of the Father. Receive his grace. Receive his power. Receive the anointing to break through in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number five. The mighty presence of God will make nations to come to your presence. They will come to the presence of the Lord. Zechariah chapter 2. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. It says, sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For behold, I'm coming and I dwell in your midst, says the Lord. Many nations shall be joined in that day. You know, there was a day we were having a male cell, a man's cell. And when we were together, I started to say, how many nations are in this cell? When I counted, there were over 8 nations across the world. I said, the power of salvation has come. May salvation come to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God said, there is a place by me. If we come to him, the souls will come to the Lord. His presence upon our life will be mighty. Number six, the presence of the Lord will not make you to be astonished. Not to be powerless. Jeremiah 14, verse 9. Why should you be like a man astonished? Like a mighty one who cannot save? Yet you, O Lord, are in our midst, and we are called by your name. You are called by the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said you are called by the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The presence of the Lord will go ahead of you.
Amen.
And you will not be astonished.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Divine signs of the presence of God. Number one, you will have what we call divine fearlessness. May you have power over fear.
Amen.
I said, may you have power over fear.
Amen.
Jeremiah 1 verse 8. Do not be afraid of their faces. For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. From today, you shall not be afraid. I said, from today, you shall not be afraid. The power and the grace of God is upon your life. The grace of the Holy Spirit will lead you to greater breakthroughs. The presence, number two. We're talking about the divine signs of the presence of God. The presence of God will give you divine survival. You will succeed where everybody has failed. You will break through where everybody is not sure. You will show such resilience where others are unable to move forward. The book of Jeremiah 1:18 says, for behold, I've made you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar, a bronze wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against his princesses, against his priests, and against the people of the land. They shall not prevail. Let me tell you, your enemy shall not prevail. The Lord will come true for you. COVID-19 will not prevail. The Lord will give you the ability to move forward. Yesterday we spoke. We said, if we stay, the book of 2 Samuel 7. The Bible says, if we stay, we die. These are the four lepers. They say, if we stay, we die. If we go into the city, we die. So the same is true. They say the only way is to go forward, is to go ahead, is to do something new. And they say if we perish, we perish. Queen Esther said the same. When she was given a very difficult position, she took the decision to take Satan on hold. He went ahead. He fought with him. He challenged him. He delivered the power of God. He said, if I perish, I perish. I will stand in the presence of the Lord. I will trust in him. I will not be afraid. The presence of the Lord will give you divine survival. He says, for behold, I've made you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar, bronze wall in the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princesses, against the priests, against the people of the land. They shall not prevail. Listen, you are a different breed. I said you are a different breed. The Bible says you are more than a conqueror. You are victorious. You do mighty works because the Lord is with you. He says, if the Lord is with me, who am I afraid of? I will not be afraid. For the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my power. I will break through. I will break through. I will succeed where others have failed. May the grace of the Lord come upon your life. May you do mighty works. Divine presence of God will give you divine survival. The Bible in the book of Deuteronomy 28, verse 7, it says they will gather, but it will not be of me. He said they will come one way, but they will split in seven ways. Listen, the anointing is too much. The power of God will give you victory. Here we are talking about divine signs of the presence of God. He said to Moses, there is a place by me. If there is any place to pursue, if there is anywhere we want to be, it should not be in our workspace. It should not be in the restaurant. It should be in the church. We should be saying to the Lord, in our own homes, let us build strong altars. In our viewing centers, let's gather as cells. Let us lift up our voices. Let us sing songs of praise. Let us declare his faithfulness, that as you have done in the time past, you are doing it in our time. We will bear the testimony that you have remained true. So we gather in ourselves, for there the Lord is in their midst. For he said, there is a place by me, and that place is the gathering together. Because he has said in his word, where two or three are gathered, I'm there in their midst. Number three of the divine signs of his presence, divine impenetrability. Amen. The book of Jeremiah 15, verse 20. Divine impenetrability. No one can break through to come against you. And Jeremiah 15, 20 says, I'll make you to, and I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall, and they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you to save you and to deliver you, says the Lord. The saving power of God is upon you. Receive it now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, no one will have the ability to break through against your life. Every accusation against your life is destroyed now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every curse spoken against your life is destroyed now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number four, divine fruitfulness. The Lord is with you. You see, when we talk about Alelon, we talk about our presence with God. He says, where two or three are gathered. Now, if you look at the numbers, they say 50 people, 100 people outside. It's really a difficulty for the church. You are saying to yourself, oh, what do these people want? All of us, they are supposed to be, let's fill the stadium, let's go and pray. You see, the challenge with life, fruitfulness. Everybody fights against fruitfulness. Everybody fights against progress. When things are working, people are jealous. They look at you. They look at your fruitfulness. Now, when the presence of God is there, it's no longer about you. Things are happening naturally. I see things happening supernaturally upon your life.
Amen.
With ease, without difficulty.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Divine fruitfulness. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 20 to 23. This year you will succeed.
Amen.
You will break through.
Amen.
When you do your calculations, you'll realize you have done much more with little.
Amen.
Much more. I was saying to somebody, you will do more. You will own house. You will build a house. You will buy a car. You will do much more. Even though they say there is nothing much. Out of little, much will come. Because the hand of God is in it. And if the Lord is in it, who can be against you? I say, go out in this faith of yours. The presence of the Lord. He said, there is a place. By me. Muzelwan, stay there. I say stay there. Don't have confidence in yourself. The Bible says, cursed is every man who have a confidence in the strength of man. It doesn't matter the comfort you have. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Jesus has come as a missionary here on earth so that he will direct us to stay in his presence, to experience his grace, to experience his power. And this is the grace of God, that we may stay in his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. Amen. Zechariah 8, verse 22 and 23. That says the Lord of hosts. People shall yet come. Inhabitants of many cities. The inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us continue to go and pray before the Lord and seek the Lord of hosts. I myself go also. Yes. Many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. That says the Lord of hosts. In those days, third men from every language of the nations shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that the Lord God is with you. We have heard that the Lord God is with you. Listen, many people will hold on you. How do you succeed? How do you break through in this season and time that is challenging? Let me tell you, the divine presence of God is upon you. For those who are at home, I want you to know, the Holy Spirit knows no boundary. The power of God is upon you, is upon your house, is upon your children. God will go ahead of you. God will prosper you. God will establish you. God will do mighty works for you in the name of Jesus. You will prevail. You will prosper. You will succeed. The Lord is with you. You see, when you look at divine fruitfulness, is the Lord who's making it. You will succeed. I said you will succeed. I said you will break through. Your success is associated with the Lord. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is your power. The victory is said. The Bible says we are more than conquerors through Christ. He said to Moses. Moses was crying. Lord, how can we go without you? The Lord says, oh, I will go with you. In the beginning, he says, I'll send you with an angel. Moses says, no. And God said, there is a place by me. There is what? A place. How do we come to that place? It's through prayer. Through the gathering of believers. The fastest way is the gathering of believers. He says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there. The Lord is here. I said, the Lord is here. You know, I was listening when we were going through worship. And I said, oh, this short worship. Jesus gives us some more time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus give us what? Some more time. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we give thanks for divine fruitfulness. Listen, we'll be greater, mightier, bigger.
Amen.
By the time we come out, people are going to be shocked. You know, bears, they show this in America, the bears in America. When winter comes, it snows badly. They go into hibernation. It's like this season. It's a hibernation season. The bear goes into a cave, hides itself. And when it is in the cave, it gives birth to two or three cubs. By the time the bear comes out, the winter thought, I was victorious. I stopped activity. By the time the bear comes, the bear is more than one when it went in. So every season of hibernation, when Israel went into Egypt, the Bible gives us they were 73. When they came out, there were a multitude of people. 3 million people. When you looked at it, you will think they are swallowed. But when they came out, there were a multitude. Fruitfulness is funny. The Bible says it's not by might, nor by power. Wealth. Riches. It's not by hard work. Oh, check our fathers. They've dug all the trenches. They built the cities with nothing to show. Listen, Jesus said, I will bless you. The Bible says he became poor so that his poverty will be made rich. May you receive the ability to prosper.
Amen.
May you receive the ability to break through.
Amen.
May you receive the ability to do extraordinary.
Amen.
In time of hibernation. Can you tell your neighbor, in this season, I will break through. I will prosper. In hibernation, I will come with much more. In the name of Jesus. As it is true in nature. Praise the Lord. So let's not look at it as a disaster. Let's look at it differently. That this is the season. You know, I was talking to our pastors. I said, you think about it. They said they have Johnson & Johnson, what do you call it? Vaccination for 80,000 people. We are 60 million people. You will succeed. I said, you will not die.
Amen.
If you have positive, you will get healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We will fight it.
Amen.
By faith in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We will fight it by wisdom in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We will gather in ourselves in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That the presence of God may be more. Amen. That the anointing may flow upon us. That the anointing may drip upon our life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are talking about divine multiplication. Divine fruitfulness.
Amen.
The power of God to increase you without you. Can you imagine it? You are being increased without you. Besides you. You are becoming more without doing much. Because it's a season for the Lord to show, I am in your midst. The Lord is in their midst. When you read the book of Numbers, the Bible tells us that the Lord says, the shout of a king is in their midst. Let me declare it to you that the shout of a king is in our midst. The church will succeed. The church will break through. The church will excel. Those who keep company, they will come strong. This is not the time to separate. Whose report will you believe? May the Lord have mercy. I said, may the Lord have mercy. Number five, divine approval.
Divine approval.
We will have communion. We are just a few minutes before communion. So those who serve communion in our centers, please prepare yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We spoke about divine fruitfulness. We are talking about divine approval. You see, there are certain things. When God approves you, it doesn't matter. you know, they can come. He says, it will not be of me. They will come one way, but they will split in seven ways. The book of Exodus 33, verse 15 and 16. Then he said to him, if your presence doesn't go with us, do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? The Lord is with you. The Lord is going with you. The Lord will direct you. The Lord will establish you. The Lord has approved you. You have to have an understanding that when we come together, I don't know what they call them, but there is some hormones that are released as compared to you being alone. They are released. They're sick. Gets healed by just coming in your presence, Lord. There is healing in your presence, Lord. There is provision in your presence, Lord. There is satisfaction. I thank you, Lord, that I am in your presence. I'm satisfied. I'm full. I'm overflowing. May you overflow in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you abound in the grace of his wisdom in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When God approves you, it doesn't matter who disapproves. He says it will be like they are fighting against a stone. They will be crushed to a powder. Yes, they will be crushed like a powder. Number six, divine favor. You see, favor is unfair. I said favor is unfair. You see, some people work hard. God promised. He says, I'll prosper you. He said to Adam, this was a curse. He said to Adam, out of your sweat, you'll eat the bread. Listen, none of you should sweat for anything. We work to fulfill our daily life. But we don't work to fulfill our life. For God is the one who fulfills our life. May the grace of God come upon your life.
Amen.
That the favor of the Lord may stay upon you.
Amen.
That this mark, the mark of the Holy Spirit, may be upon you.
Amen.
Luke chapter 1, verse 28.
Luke 1, verse 28.
I see you flourishing.
Amen.
I see you prospering.
Amen.
In your health. In your spirit,
amen.
In your finances,
I receive it.
At home, you are flourishing.
I receive it.
In the countryside, you are flourishing.
I receive it.
In every sphere of your life, you are flourishing.
I receive it.
I see people asking, what kind of a person is this?
Amen.
The Bible says, 10 men will hold on your skirts. They'll say, we are coming with you. Give us the secrets. I remember one of my disciples said to me, after he got born again, he said, when I entered the office, he was a chief financial officer. He said, when I entered the office, the senior management, they say, hi. I went. Tell us, what do you have?
No, sorry.
Just come with me. I will take you there. The anointing is much. Divine favor. You see, divine favor is funny. People seek you. You don't go and seek. Your name is mentioned. You are called in places where you never even thought it's possible. Your advice is being sought because the anointing, the words you speak, they are spirit and they are life. Favor has come. When you speak, your words don't fall to the ground. Listen, you will be sought after. They will celebrate you that this is a prophet. This is the servant of God. Luke chapter 1 verse 28. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. You are highly favored in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. You are a favored and chosen person. Celebrate this life. We'll bear testimony. You know, 2010. We're in the same building. The Lord spoke to us. It was like a dream. Or like we are playing. We gather things together. And we said to people, bring your papers, your debt certificates. You know, the statements.
The statement.
The debit cards.
The debit card.
The loans that you have.
The loans.
Let's cut them. It was like a dream. Some people thought, oh, these people are playing. Until the debts were written off. That's when others started to realize this thing is real. May the grace of the Lord be with you.
Amen.
We have to have communion. We are nowhere close. The God will magnify you.
Amen.
Have you seen a magnifying glass before? I don't know if you have read with the magnifying glass. It makes something 100 times more.
Amen.
God is going to magnify you.
Amen.
I said God is going to magnify you.
Amen.
You are going to be greater. You are going to be mightier. You are going to be bigger.
Amen.
Than any other time in your life.
Amen.
The Lord will strengthen and fortify you.
Amen.
The Lord will approve of you. The Lord will show favor to you. And the Lord will magnify you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want us to come before the Lord. Maybe you have come to church, or you are listening on radio, or you are watching. I want to pray together with you. The Bible tells us, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? It will be a sad day if you die and do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. It will be sad to have all the money, to have all the things, and yet you lose your life. Don't forget the rich man. The rich man went to hell because he did nothing. The Bible doesn't tell us that he was an evil man, he was a womanizer, whatever. He just enjoyed himself and forgot about God. I want to pray together with you. If you are in this place, in any of our churches, in any of our viewing centers, you are watching, I want to pray together with you. If you say, Pastor, I want to receive Jesus, I want to be born again, I want to be a child of God, I believe this is your time. Every eye closed in this place, and every other watching centers, I want to pray with you. If you are here, say, Pastor, I want to receive Jesus. Lift up your hand now, and I'll pray together with you. I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. I'm going to pray with you across all of our centers. If you are lifting your hand, lift it high so that we can see. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. You are my favor. You are my strength. You are the one who magnifies. Lord, I bring my life that is insignificant so that it can be made significant. We are going to pray. Can you follow me? Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today
for this life.
I thank you for Jesus
that he has come.
He died and he rose from the dead. Today, I recognize I am a sinner.
I need a Savior.
Lord, forgive me all my sins. Cleanse me from all sin and unrighteousness. Today, I receive you. I invite you into my life. Come into my heart, Lord. Be my Lord and be my Savior in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for your word says, if I speak with my mouth and I believe with my heart, I will be saved. I thank you, Father,
for this salvation
in Jesus' name. Can you say, Mrena Jesu, kia leboha, kapuloso, kamulomo kia bua, or Jesu ke Mrena, kapilo kia dumela, or mutuste mbaswe, kia holeboha Mrena, ntswarele di bitaka, di katswe kamadi akako, ntire mwana wakako, kalina la Mrena Jesu. Amen.